Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Sunday, June 9th, 2024. This is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead in People. I want you to sit back and relax because I have a lot of stuff to talk to you about and with you about. So today, this date should mean something to you. Apparently, it's the end of the so-called contract that exists between Saudi Arabia and the United States regarding the petrodollar. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. This doesn't exist. The agreement which was made between OPEC nations as a whole and the United States with regard to the petrodollar, this is an open-ended thing and there's no end date. Okay, now with that said, you and I have been witnessing for years now a move away from this so-called petrodollar, meaning that OPEC nations have been accepting other currencies besides the U.S. dollar to purchase their oil. Now, what's really going on here? I don't know actually how to put this together in a way that is easy to understand, but let's say this. We're moving away from the petrodollar to a universal petrocurrency, which will also include cryptocurrencies and digital currency as well. What do you and I know? It always comes down to what we know. We are clearly being pushed in a specific direction by central banks around the world who do coordinate, who do work together, and hold that thought because we're going to talk more about that. So the world today is being moved into, the people of the world are being moved to accept a universal cross-border trans-world central bank digital currency. Are we on the same page here? I think we are. Okay. What's really happening here with regard to this so-called end of the petrodollar contract today? Not true. Okay, that's just number one. Again, this has been a move that's been going on for quite a while, and a lot of YouTubers and others are getting a lot of clicks out of this. Okay. The fact of the matter is, this was an agreement, as I just said, more or less open-ended, but again, what's happening here is a move from a petrodollar to a universal petrocurrency, which will be a central bank digital system, cross-border, trans-world. You understand? So, this is a key component to instituting this new, and you can't stop it. You, me, nobody, no law, no decree between states or whatever it might be is going to be able to prevent what is coming. So that's fact. Get used to it and do something about it. Don't just sit back here and suck your thumb, as I always tell you, in some corner. You need to take action. And that means, again, realizing that the current system in aggregate, it as a whole, is being deconstructed only to reform it in another way. And this new universal petrocurrency, okay, again, this system here of a central bank digital currency, which you and I are going to be forced to transact in, is happening. And this thing is a key component. I don't know another way. It should be obvious to you. People, unfortunately, are stuck in boxes. They're put in these boxes by whoever's trying to put them there. The mainstream media is a big culprit here. Unfortunately, there's a lot of YouTubers out here on the same boat. And again, look, be very, very careful as to where you're getting your information from. A lot of these people out there pushing whatever they're pushing, they're not market people. They don't understand the deep, dark, ugly underbelly of this entire thing. Me, I'm a market guy to the highest order. You all know that. And it's my job to stay on top of this, not just for myself, but for all of you. So let's just summarize real quick. The so-called end of the petrodollar, this agreement between Saudi Arabia, all right, and the United States, never existed. It's an agreement between OPEC nations and the United States. The petrodollar existed or still exists to a large degree. as military protection for the oil of OPEC nations, so they would price that in dollars. Now, part of the deconstruction of the system is for OPEC nations to accept a wide variety of different currencies, gold, even cryptocurrencies as well, for their product. Crude oil, in case you maybe are new here, is the lifeblood of the system itself. That's a fact. It's the magnitude of this thing is tremendous, and the ripple effect is everywhere. It affects every aspect of our life. If you just look into the amount of products that are made using crude oil, you will understand what I'm talking about here. So I hope this clarifies what's actually going on here. This is a move from a petrodollar to a universal central bank digital currency system, and this is a key component. And what I'm going to read to you in just a little bit here, and this is in your inbox right now. If you subscribe to my free newsletter, people, this is free. Whether you subscribe or not, really doesn't matter to me, I'll be honest with you. But for those of you that want to learn about what's actually going on, I mean, I don't charge for this, so what do I get out of it if you subscribe or not? Nothing, you understand? I do this for all of you, and I do it for free, because I feel like this information is critical. So again, this is in your inbox if you subscribe to my newsletter, link in the description of this video. So, you know, let's talk about this real quick and how this plays into what we're seeing now with this move to a universal petro currency, because that's where we're going and that should be clear to you here. So let me go through this with you. Let me ad lib to this, because again, there's a lot that I leave out. And we'll again conclude this at the end. So central banks, a race to the bottom, mass currency devaluation by me, Greg Mannarino. You all know what's going on here. Central banks, and I've been telling you this for over 10 years, are in a race to the bottom to destroy the purchasing power of the currency collectively. You think this is just by accident here? I don't think you do. And it's a move to what we're seeing now with this new universal petro currency, which is, again, in many ways, the backbone of the new central bank digital currency. You get it? So here we go. Lions and friends, I ask you to please share this thing. And you all feel free to share this. A lot of you think this is copywritten material. It's not. I want you to share this stuff. Knowledge, wisdom is power. And this is how you gain it. Anyway, here we go. Just this past week, both the European Central Bank and the Canadian Central Bank, which is also known as the Bank of Canada, cut rates. Both the European Central Bank and the Canadian Central Bank made their move to cut rates following a move by the Swiss National Bank. Are you seeing a pattern here? Keep that in mind. We, the people of the world, are told and are led to believe that central banks do not coordinate, that each central bank acts totally independent of another. Then, and this is interesting, and you can look it up for yourself if you don't believe me. Back in April of this year, in an interview with American Banker, imagine my shock, imagine your shock, Fed Chairman Jay Powell admitted and said specifically that central banks do work together in dictating world monetary policy. And this whole thing with OPEC, not just Saudi Arabia, again, fake news, fake information, is a big key component here. Central banks, as you all know, also control the entire economy of the world, the financial markets of the world, and in fact, the entire financial system. So you tell me who the real government is. Are we to believe, you and me, that it's just a coincidence that since the inception of central banking, we have witnessed a 97% loss of purchasing power of the currency? Is this just really a comedy of errors, people, that got us here? You believe that? Excuse me. Oh, man. Allergies are killing me. Or is it just possible, maybe, okay, that mass currency devaluation is the overall goal of central banks? No-brainer, people. That is the goal. Currency devaluation is indeed the end game or goal of every central bank, and here is why. And this is a huge part leading up to this cross-border, trans-world digital currency for which, again, a key component here is this universal petro currency, which they're going to come out with here, of course. It has to happen. Sounds logical to you? Every single central bank operates in the same way. They issue debt. You all know that. The currency which central banks create and then issue, these are not units of wealth. For those of you that are new here, these are units of debt. The currency issued by central bank overall, all the currencies collectively are units of debt, which the central banks who issue own. The currency overall is then owed back to the issuing central bank plus interest, which they create out of thin air. You all know that as well. The more debt any central bank can issue is called on to issue, the stronger they become. You know this is true. Every central banker wants to have an ally in the White House, and this is key. A president who will call for a weaker currency, who will call for suppressed rates. Part of the this move here to a universal petro currency is going to obviously weaken the dollar, which is what they want to do. Okay, this again, the United States has been exporting inflation to the rest of the world for a very, very long time. Things have changed very rapidly since the petrodollar agreement. Okay, no contract between Saudi Arabia and the United States. It's an agreement between OPEC nations collectively in the United States. It makes me laugh when I hear titles like that. And it kind of bothers me a little bit because you're being misled. Be very careful where you get your information from. I've been telling you that for the longest time. Anyway, as you all know, every central bank's power resides in just one thing, and that is their ability to inflate or the ability to issue debt. Now, here again, you can understand that it's certainly no comedy of errors which has created the now beyond hyperinflated debt situation we are in. On a macro scale, entire nations have now become enslaved by central banks with soaring debts, deficits, interest owed on the so-called public debt that they own. That they own, but you owe it. You understand? On a micro scale, individual citizens have also become slaves to central banks and are now carrying their largest debt loads in history, with personal debt, household debt, credit card debt, every other imaginable type of debt hitting a new record high every single day. Just a comedy of errors? Really? Today, global inflation is soaring as a direct result of excess currency creation, like we're seeing now. And central banks are just happen to be cutting rates right now, all at the same time. Really, just a coincidence? They're not working together? So, when a given central bank cuts rates, how is that actually done? Well, you know that if you follow this blog. For a central bank to cut rates, it must get into the market. They're not magical. They have no magical powers. They have to create currency out of nothing and then buy the debt, which is also massively inflationary. But you're not allowed to know that, people. It's a system that is designed to kill you. I don't know another way to put it. The creation of this new neo-feudal system is dependent on this exact setup that we're talking about, including the brand new emerging now universal petro currency. That's what we should be talking about now. So petrodollar, now universal petro currency. So the mechanism of currency devaluation is the key. Currency devaluation, including obviously a weaker dollar here. This is a key component which allows a central bank to gain control and increase their stranglehold on the world. So those of you here, let me just clarify a few other things. And I've been holding back on this. So many of you over the past several weeks have been saying, hey, Greg, did you hear that Saudi Arabia is not going to be renewing their contract with regard to the petrodollar? Again, doesn't exist. There's no contract here between Saudi Arabia and the United States. This is an agreement between OPEC nations as a whole, which has been going away now for quite a long time. Is this a secret to anybody, really? You're just starting to get up to speed? This is no secret at all. Okay, this has been a system that we've been watching change for years now. And I believe this is going to accelerate moving forward as central banks are working together, including the BRICS people, including the BRIC nations. Wake the freak up, okay? To establish this new central bank, universal, trans-world, cross-border system. And a key component is this new universal petro currency. Does this make sense to you? I hope it does. I really, really do. Because it's so glaringly in our face. Honestly, people, So that's where we're going. Imagine our shock. Imagine your shock. All of this should be clear to you. If you've been following this blog for any length of time, again, I've been telling all of you since forever, you are so far ahead of the curve, it's frankly frightening. And again, I'm no smarter than anybody. None of us here are smarter than anybody else. We're just paying attention as to what's going on here. And we know what they want to do. And it's, look, you know, the Bank of International Settlements, you know, which is right now working with the BRICS nations, talking about establishing or getting involved here, and of course they are, with this new central bank digital currency. They want to run it all. Central banks are a curse upon this world, more so than a plague or anything. They are a plague. They're a cancer upon this world, and what they're doing, again, collectively, central banks are the biggest, most destructive crime syndicate in the history of the world. They have, again, via their plan here, which has been instituted over 100 years ago, over a century ago, have put forth this mechanism here to devalue the currency. It's almost gone. I mean, 97% of the purchasing power of the currencies universally has just evaporated since the inception of central banking. Is that really just a comedy of errors here? We're being brought to our knees. We are now a slave world. And part of this is this new universal petrol currency. So get used to it. This isn't any black swan event, those of you that are pointing at this. I can't believe, honestly, that there are still some of you that ask me that. I understand, look, it's a confusing situation. But when you can look at something, when you're being told about it, when it's news that everybody knows, it ain't no black swan. A black swan is an event that comes out of nowhere. We're being told. They're letting us know what's going on. People, don't you understand? This is what they always do. It's their MO. They tell you ahead of time what they're going to do. And that gives you and me, again, power. And what does that do for you and me on a grand scale? It doesn't change a damn thing. We know for a fact that debts, deficits, currency devaluation is going to accelerate on a massive scale, including, again, the U.S. dollar, probably the most, which is going to get hit the worst out of this entire thing. And that just means your life is going to get even harder than it is now. But they want you to believe the Federal Reserve, they have inflation under control. Oh, yeah, ECB too, Bank of Canada, Swiss National Bank. Meanwhile, they're cutting rates. Why? So they can inflate. People, wake up, man. What else can I tell you? I don't know what to say. So understand the move here. The move here is to a universal petrol currency, a universal system, a central bank digital currency, period. Are you starting to see what's actually going on? Has this video made a difference in the way you're thinking? I sincerely hope so. Because this is it, people. And this, again, is this a surprise to you if you follow this blog? No, because you've been super far ahead of the curve. I don't know another way to play this. We're not going to get beat. There is no way they're going to beat us because nothing gets by this guy. Nothing. Which means nothing's going to get by you. Understand? I got your back. We got each other's back. Always. All right, look, I'm going to ask you to share this stuff, this video, and start talking about it. And again, this is in your inbox if you subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. I don't get a damn thing out of it. Whether you subscribe or not, I really don't frankly care. If you want to enrich your mind and understand what's going on, well, then you should subscribe here. All right? With that said, people, love you a lot from the heart. I mean that with all I got. I will see all of you in the morning. It's going to be beautiful and lovely. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.